free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at Fauci turning on Trump immediately after Trump did that ad that I began the show with yesterday. Trump does an ad, virtue signaling, showing all these people wearing masks, ending with this lovely story about people getting together face-to-face, forehead-to-forehead, wearing a mask, of course, as if that's going to help. If you're worried about catching something from somebody, social distancing may help. I don't think it's necessary. But if you feel like it is, that might help. The mask is not going to help you. And it's not going to help President Trump to virtue signal like this. And immediately Fauci turned on him today. We're going to talk about that, as well as what else is happening with the campaign aspects of this. But also, what is going on with the vaccine? We've had another adverse reaction. What are these vaccines? How are they operating? We got a couple that are using mRNA, another couple that are using the adenovirus. And, you know, we shouldn't worry at all about modifying our DNA. You know, just, let's rush it. Let's rush it. As a matter of fact, Reason Magazine is saying that. What's the matter with these people? We don't need any more government regulation. You know, the corporations can never do any wrong, according to the Libertarian Party. According to the Cato Institute, according to Reason Magazine, it's only government that can mess things up. Well, no, actually, the two of them working together are what the real problem is. Democrats don't think government can do anything wrong. And so, you know, you've got Reason Magazine's constantly been cheering the technocracy when it comes to censorship. Now they're cheering the vaccine. What a surprise. But today, we take a look real quickly at the top of the hour here before we jump into the deeper news here. We had the championship final game, again, down by another 70% in terms of viewership from a year ago. And yet there were a lot of people who decided that they would go riot after the game in downtown L.A. 76 people got arrested. And LeBron James is saying, and I want my damn respect, too. Well, then grow up. I have no respect for somebody that pushes racism, somebody that is the height of privilege playing a child's game, making tens of millions of dollars a year, playing in a stadium paid for by taxpayers that aren't allowed to even be in the stadium. I mean, how privileged and elitist is that? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. On the other side of this, we have Teague Tegan, who I've interviewed a couple of times. The Benghazi vet, the guy who was abandoned by, not only abandoned, but these people were set up. I mean, it was just unbelievable what Obama and Hillary Clinton did to them. And now there's even more information about what happened to SEAL Team 6 that has come out. I've interviewed the father of one of the people who was killed there. He said, yeah, they said he died in a crash. No, he didn't die in a crash. You could tell from the condition of his body that he was in a firefight and so forth. But they were set up. They were ambushed. There's accusations now from whistleblower that Clinton and Obama and Biden were all in on that. But when we look at Benghazi and what Teague did, he organized an event that exercised his First Amendment rights, you know, to protest or to support. In this particular case, they weren't really protesting. They were supporting the American flag and so forth. One guy gets shot and killed. The media has tried to cover that up. Oh, he was a security guard. No, he wasn't even licensed as a security guard. He's now been charged with first-degree murder. So if you hold a rally in support of the flag, somebody shows up from Antifa and murders one of the people there at the rally, you get purged off of Facebook. You get purged off of Instagram. I retweeted that this morning. They're coming after Tig now to shut him up. This is where we are. We'll be right back.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine. documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, October 13th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 211. 211 days of America held hostage. And it just goes on and on, doesn't it? There he is. He's wearing the mask. We had the commercial yesterday wearing the mask. And now today, after President Trump tries to enlist Fauci into his campaign, I mean, you would think that Fauci would be grateful. President Trump has done everything that Fauci told him to do. He's been a faithful follower of Fauci, a lapdog, as a matter of fact. So isn't it surprising that Fauci has now kicked him to the curb? Absolutely no gratitude for President Trump having made Fauci the dictator-in-chief. It is Fauci's guidelines and recommendations that are being used by all these governors, Republican and Democrat alike, to shut down our economy, to realter our society. What is the gratitude? Fauci, this is the guy that you're trashing now that made you king. What is going on here? Let's look at what he told fake Jake Tapper. Video clip number 11.
I do have to ask you about this Trump campaign advertisement where you're on camera saying, quote, I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more. You quickly came out with a statement that noted that that sentence had been taken out of context. You were talking about the whole of government response, not President Trump. And of course, you've never endorsed a presidential candidate in your 5 decades of public service. Should the Trump campaign take this ad down?
You know, I think so, Jake. I think it's really unfortunate and really disappointing that they did that. It's so clear that I'm not a political person, and I have never either directly or indirectly endorsed a political candidate. And to take a completely out of context statement and put it in, which is obviously a political campaign ad, I thought was really very disappointing.
What would you say if I told you I heard that the Trump campaign was actually preparing to do another ad featuring you?
You know, would be terrible. I mean, that would be outrageous if they
suicide
do that.
Squad.
In fact, that might actually come back to backfire on them. I hope they don't do that, because that would be kind of playing a game that we don't want to play. So I hope they reconsider that. If, in fact, they are indeed considering doing that, I hope that they reconsider and not do that.
Well, he's right about that. He did the small liar. Did tell us the truth about that. If they're going to do yet another campaign with Fauci, does the Trump campaign understand how hated? Yeah, bring me a small liar. I didn't do it. Do they understand how hated Fauci is and why Fauci is hated? Is there any awareness at all about this of President Trump or Pence or, whatever trained monkey is running the campaign at this point in time, if there is, in fact, even a trained monkey? What a bunch of fools they are, or tools. It's really amazing. I mean, is he trying to lose this campaign? I mean, this is the campaign that under Brad Parscale, who's now gone, and it looks like the entire Trump campaign is suicidal. But Brad Parscale decided it'd be great to sell masks, and he had the event. You saw that Lieutenant Governor of Ohio. There were the Republican base is bristling in anger at this pandemic fraud scam and the mask issues being pushed on them by Republican Governor DeWine. DeWiner. And so you got the lieutenant governor out there telling people, hey, put on your mask. It's good for you. Yeah, it's good for you. And they just started jeering him. And no, listen to me. Listen. All right. I give up finally. And after all of that, after about a month or two ago, month and a half, the Trump campaign sent out a note to its base that they raise money from, saying, we don't want any money from you. We just want you to obey the CDC and wear your mask. And here's the link. See, the CDC says your mask may protect other people. Their mask may protect you. No wonder the Trump campaign is suffering from a lack of cash. They have a lack of understanding of what's going on. They don't even connect with their base, as far as I'm concerned, anymore. They certainly don't connect with me. Not with me. I don't know who these people are. Trump 2016 is not Trump 2020 by any means. But meanwhile, you look at the way that Fauci is using it. He's not political at all, he says. Not at all political. I'm not political. And yet he immediately uses this to attack. You know, not only does he say they ought to take it down, but then he says, they're harassing me, effectively harassing me with it. So he wants it removed from social media, right? If he says that he's being harassed by the Trump campaign, using him in a commercial, boy, that's, you know, Zuckerberg's going to have to get on that right away. And so the small liar says, they're harassing me. And then he goes even further. You know, he says, they're doing this against my will. They're in effect harassing me. And then he goes on to say about the Trump rallies. They've got to stop, too. Yeah, the Biden rallies are okay. Nobody shows up to them. Nobody at all shows up to the Biden rally. But these people show up to the Trump rallies. And so Fauci goes on CNN, of course, CNN. Look at it purely in the context of public health. He keeps using that word context. I don't think he knows what it means. Actually, he does know exactly what it means because he has not put anything. He's taken everything out of context for the last 6 months. Oh, look, we got somebody here who died. So we got to keep a running total off of this. We're going to say it's COVID, right? And it just goes on and on. Going to completely take it out of context relative to every other disease and condition, relative to every other flu season. No context for that. No context for the numbers. We're going to talk about cases. We had cases surging here. What are the cases? It's not people sick. This is your phony test flagging people. That's the case. Everything is taken out of context. But he says, look at this, these rallies, purely in the context of public health, because, you know, everything is now in the context of public health. And he should be grateful for that. President Trump has enabled the public health mafia, the bureaucrats, to essentially be the supreme arbiters of everything in our lives. They rule by fiat. They immediately declare what we can and cannot do. There is no appeal. There is no argument with them. They will tell you what to do, and you will be locked down or jump through their hoop or take their shots. Whatever they say goes. The public health mafia. And he's the head of it. He says, we know that we're asking for trouble when you do that. Have these rallies. We've seen that when you got situations at congregate settings where there's lots of people without masks, the data speaks for itself. It's the numbers. It's the arithmetic bug. It's adding to our troubles, subtracting from our pleasures, dividing the people and multiplying the power of bureaucrats like Fauci. That arithmetic bug. And then President Trump's response is to attack Biden because he didn't do his mask correctly. How pathetic is that? I mean, Trump is all about the mask. He not only virtue signals, but he taunts like some left-wing Karen about Biden not doing his mask properly. Video clip number 5. It is kind of amusing. Video clip number 5.
Let me do this. Let me pull this away.
Actually, that's the wrong one.
And then
we'll do that later. Hang on. I gave you the wrong video. We'll show video clip number one, Biden coughing, when we come back, unless you guys can pull that up. Basically, he pulls his mask down. Biden pulls his mask down to cough. There we go.
This one.
I called out the wrong one. He pulls his mask down to cough. That's to cough into his hand.
Deal.
And so that's what Trump pointed out. He's playing fingers with his mask all over the place. Fake news doesn't even want to discuss it. But that's all that President Trump wants to talk about. Hey, President Trump, get the masks off. Stop the warp speed development of a DNA-modifying vaccine. Stop the 5G. Stop it. You're pushing the technocracy worse than Bill Gates. We'll be right back.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
under my thumb. Yeah, that's Fauci. And of course, he had Joe Biden's mask go under his thumb. He had to cough, so he removed the mask. You know, they can keep those things clean. You don't want to have a dirty face diaper on, you know. So I can kind of understand that. These people don't believe their own propaganda. Show video clip number one. This is Joe Biden. Yeah, there he is right there. He pulls it down, he coughs, and then he puts it back up. But that's kind of fast, if we could slow that down a little. But no, that's okay. The press corps that was there did not freak out, but they did freak out when Mark Meadows came to talk to them. And he had a mask. They were very upset about that. So let's play video clip number five.
Tell you what, let me do this. Let me pull this away.
Yep, pull away.
And then...
Yeah, pull away. Get back from us. Get back.
That way
get back.
I can take dirty this Republican. Off the top. Well, I'm more than 10 mask. Feet away. I'm not... Well, I'm not going to talk through a mask. I'll be glad to answer your question.
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So you see what happens. He walks up and he's got a microphone. They say, pull away, pull away. And he's got his mask on. Pull away, get back, get back. I mean, you know, maybe they didn't see the Trump commercial where, you know, it's okay if you got mask on, you can go face-to-face with people, right? It's good. Don't be afraid. Go face-to-face with people and don't wear a mask. How about that? Oh, no. No, no, that would shake it up too much, wouldn't it? So they say, pull away. So he pulls back. He goes, how's this? And then he pulls the mask off. And they go, no, no, no. And he says, I'm more than 10 feet away. And they're angry with him. So he just puts the mask back on. Why'd he put the mask back on? I don't know. Why'd he do that? He did walk away. And then he says, I'm not going to talk through a mask. And then after the exchange, reporters praised Kristen Wilson for, doing that to Mark Meadows. And they said, all hail Queen Kristen Wilson, who insisted that Mark Meadows keep his mask on if he wanted to talk to reporters. So I don't get it. What is it? I mean, that is silly. It's trolling. You know, it's like these, for lack of a better word, I don't like to use the word, but Karen has become a meme. I keep saying that's my wife's name. She doesn't like being called a Karen. She's very nice. As a matter of fact, she used it against somebody who wanted to lecture her for not wearing a mask. The woman with a mask on says, you're not wearing a mask. And she goes, hi, my name's Karen, too. I think it's the best comeback I've seen of any of this. Anyway, so these people, this Karen Wilson, actually Kristen Wilson, but she's a Karen, if you go with the meme. She lectures Mark Meadows, and he puts his mask on and he walks away. Now, President Trump lectured Biden for not doing his mask properly. I mean, what's the difference here? Do you understand the difference between Biden and Trump on the masks, on the lockdowns, on the vaccines? If you do, please explain it to me because I don't see any difference. They're all engaging in this idiotic fantasy. CDC study shows that 85% of COVID cases here, got cases, were people who often or always wear masks. Here's the data. They said of people who had tested positive with their test that doesn't test anything. Okay, but let's just assume this is, because this is what we're basing everything in society globally on, are these bogus tests. So let's take a look at what happens with this. How do the tests match up with the mask mandates, right? Does the science reinforce itself? You know, that's what science is, isn't it? You have a hypothesis or a theory, and then you take measurements, and then you see if those measurements support your theory. Well, let's take a look. I don't know what's wrong. Is it the mask or is it the test? Anyway, people who they were asked about wearing masks, cloth face coverings or masks 14 days before they tested positive. They had six people who never wore it. They had another six people who said they rarely wore it. They had another 11 who said sometimes. They had 32 who said often. And they had 108 who said always. In other words, 85% of the people who tested positive often or always wore masks. How about that? I've got a letter here if you want to send me information. You can send it to David Knight Show, David Knight Show at protonmail.com. This person out of Kentucky said that it was a week ago, you had the Democrat governor there, Beshear, saying businesses who serve customers not wearing masks face the possibility of being fined and shut down for a period of time. From the state level, there will be inspectors from the Departments of Public Protection, Labor, and Alcohol Beverage Control. And one person said at the briefing, got up, I guess it's some guy from, you know, wants to be liked by the governor. So he goes, our business can't check people out who aren't wearing a mask. No shoes, no shirt, no masks, no service. There you go. Well, how are these masks? Do they really work? You know, we have a, I got a document here that was also sent to me. This is somebody from China. Now, they've come up with a better mask design, and they're talking about how superior their mask design is to the N95. And so they've got a table here. They talk about how it is structured. It's made out of a material composite. It's got microporous membrane, non-woven fabric. It has structures that are radially distributed with nodes at the center, and different nodes are staggered and connected with the fine fibers like thousands of layers of screens and different meshes. And they talk about how it can filter out PM2.5. Remember PM2.5? That was the little fraud that was being used by the EPA to try to, and they did, they were pretty successful, to regulate internal combustion engines out of existence. Along with fireplaces and barbecue grills and things like that. They went after diesel engines first. And if you went to the, that was one of the first stories I covered when I came here. Because the EPA in Research Triangle Park was doing human experimentation. They were hooking people up to diesel tailpipes. And the people that I was working with in North Carolina, Steve Malloy, actually discovered it. They were looking for people who had respiratory issues and who had heart issues as volunteers. And they were able, with people who already had pre-existing conditions, they were able to create some issues and then use that to try to extend the fine particulate matter regulations. At the time, Lisa Jackson was the EPA director under Obama. And she went on with then Congressman Markey. He's now a senator. He got rewarded for this and other things. She went on with him and she said, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying. And there's more people dying of PM2.5, fine particulate matter, 2.5 than there are of cancer. Does that sound familiar? See, I've been through this stuff before many times. I've seen this argument used by the environmentalists. I've seen them use it to do everything that they wanted to do, and I've seen them use it for this as well. And if you went to the EPA site, they would show a picture of the Smoky Mountains and say, see, Smoky Mountains, fine particulate matter, 2.5. No, it was the Smoky Mountains before there were ever any automobiles, barbecue grills. It was called the Smokies by the Indians. And so if you go through this and look at it, they go through and they talk about how this is not an N95, it's an N98. And yet when it comes to microbiological protection, they don't say it's excellent or poor or anything. They just say, well, it's okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at ban.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, Black Ban.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now. Because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, as we're going to break, I was talking about this flyer that was put out by a Chinese company, and they were saying, look, we've got an N98 mask. It's even better. So based on the principle of electrostatic absorption, the use of time, the time use, that you're using an N95 mask over a period of time, it loses its efficiency significantly, they said. And it also loses its efficiency significantly based on temperature and humidity. But ours, our new design doesn't. And so they talk about all the different things that it can do. They talk about how the breathability of theirs is excellent, but the N95 masks are poor. And then they talk about how it has excellent protection against fine particulate matter 2.5. Both of them do, because, you know, that's really pretty big particles. And then when it comes to microbiological protection, they just say, okay. So how is it for these other things? They have percentages, or they have ratings from poor to excellent, but then when it comes to microbiological protection, it's just okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, whatever. They don't even, in their comparisons, they've got their new and improved N95 mask, the competitors in 95 masks. They have general surgical masks, which, by the way, they say general surgical masks that are electrostatic melt-blown cloth. They say they don't provide any protection for microbiological stuff. Oh, is that why there are so many doctors who, before all this madness, didn't even wear masks in the operating room? Is that why? Then the next column is activated carbon mask. They don't even have a column for cloth masks, because if you had a cloth mask there, every one of these things in terms of filtration efficiency, protection against PM 2.5, microbiology, all of that would have just been LOL. Are you serious? Folks, we need to grow up on this mask stuff. I want to play for you what a doctor has to say about this. Let's play video clip number four. This is Dr. Lee Merritt. She introduces herself and her credentials at the beginning of this and then tells you the straight mask. Video clip number four.
Graduated from the University of Rochester School of Medicine in 1980. I became an orthopedic spinal surgeon, did 10 years as a military surgeon, and then I served on a congressional committee that looked at technology for the military, for the Navy specifically. And as that, I researched bioweapons and all sorts of stuff and masks. And I'm going to tell you, in my entire professional career, I have never heard anybody actually believe that these kind of, any kind of masks, short
until
of
Fauci,
an actual level four containment suit, made a difference to small particle viruses. In fact, the CDC itself just published an article in May exactly saying that. They cannot you cannot contain influenza with these masks, and that's even larger than this virus. Now, I reviewed all this science. I gave a talk out in Nevada last month, and it's online, YouTube, Medical Technocracy in my name, and you can look at all the science-y stuff. My conclusion, looking at all the redoing my investigation into this time, is that people that are now purporting to scientifically prove masks work are either being paid or being played. This just doesn't work this way.
That's right.
And you know, the outcome of this is not going to be good. The previous speaker said some of the things I wanted to say about children. You know, children actually, we have bad things happening here, because children learn by looking at facial expressions. They socialize. We are creating a generation of people that will be afraid of normal existence, and that's not a good thing. The second thing is, I don't know if you know how badly you're damaging the economy. You guys haven't missed a paycheck, but as a small business owner, we've missed a lot of paychecks, and it's not getting better particularly, because I live outside the ring of Omaha. And, you know, when you live outside there, you don't have to wear a mask. We're not social distancing. We're all hanging out with each other, and nobody's getting sick any more than they did last season. The actual survival rate this season is 99.991%. It's actually gone up to probably 99.997 with the new CDC revelations. And last year's flu season was 99.992%. And for that, we're making our children afraid, and that's not a good outcome. So I think this is time to end this. And I just want to say that I've taken two oaths in my life, one to the Constitution as a naval officer and one to the Oath of Hippocrates, when it says I shouldn't do mischief to my patients. And mischief includes lying to them. I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm not wearing a mask, and I guess I won't be shopping around if that's necessary. But I think it's time that, I mean, you guys could turn this around. You're either going to ride the city down or you're going to turn this around, and you can do it right now. I'm just reminded of Boris Yeltsin's, you know, this lie is going to fall apart here pretty darn soon. The truth is coming out.
That's right.
And Boris Yeltsin,
you better be on the right
side. You can sit on a throne of bayonets, but you can't sit on it for long.
I like that. You can sit on a throne of bayonets, but you can't sit on it for long. You hear that, President Trump? You better tell the truth. Are you being paid or played to lie about masks? Do you realize the damage that you're doing, the precedents that you're setting as president? About the masks, about the medical technocracy that she accurately labeled it. I mean, these are very, very dangerous precedents that are being set by President Trump. For political advantage? Are you kidding me? You Trump supporters? You're going to excuse this? This kind of Machiavellian behavior? Ah, he's playing chess. No, he's lying to you. He's lying to you. Look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing to this country. Look at what he's doing to your community. This is reprehensible. You're not going to get anything better from Biden. You better speak up. and tell him that you're tired of being, tell Trump you're tired of being lied to, that you know better than this. You better hold him accountable. You better speak up. Unbelievable. You know, one of the things you mentioned there, a level four containment suit. What we're talking about there is a biosafety level four containment suit. You know, they have four different levels. Four is the highest. That's what the Wuhan lab was. It was a biosafety level four lab. This is why Tony Arterburn's wife did a protest in a full hazmat suit saying, this is what, holding up a sign, this is what you would have to wear if you want to cut off any viruses that are out there because they're so small. It was a very, very, very long time before microbiologists realized that there was something like a virus. It took them a while to acknowledge that there were bacteria. And then they said, oh, okay, yeah, there's bacteria. First, they would see the effect. Eventually, with their microscopes, they could see the bacteria, but they still couldn't see the virus. But they could still see, it was like it was the same effect that they would have if somebody picked up a bacteria. A virus is not alive. It's a fragment of RNA, DNA. And so, you know, it is so small that you're not going to stop this. But it truly is a medical technocracy that's being put in place. And it's being put in place because the games that are being played by the Trump administration. Mark Meadows, take the mask off. Stop playing these stupid games. It's a flu season. It's not even a big flu season. As she pointed out, last year you had a flu season where it was more lethal than this year by the CDC's own numbers. Why are we doing this? Makes absolutely no sense. As Gateway Pundit sums it up yesterday, CDC first said not to wear masks, then you got to wear a mask, and the masks are better than vaccines. Now the new evidence shows that they don't work at all. That's the report that I just read you. 85% of the people that they tested, their cases, the cases here, 85% wore it all the time or almost all the time. Didn't make any difference. Meanwhile, you have the California governor is still forcing churches to close, but massive street riots in the wake of the Lakers win is totally acceptable. Just as that doctor was talking about in her community outside of the city, nobody's wearing masks, nobody's social distancing, and nobody's getting sick. And that's what's happening in the churches, the big churches in L.A., right there in California, where they're trying to shut this down. That's why. Because living your life normally exposes the lie better than anything, better than anything. We'll be right back.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answer to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I just look at this. I look at the flip-flopping, sometimes, many times a day, by President Trump on the mask issue. They'll play commercials. They'll have people making speeches. They'll sell merchandise about it. And they'll come back out and say, oh, it's a look, he's not doing it right. And then he'll come out and he'll make fun of people who are wearing masks in the first place. So it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off, multiple times a day, and many other issues as well. And I think this is one of the saddest things I've seen in the last 4 years. I watched the fanaticism of the left in terms of following Obama. And I thought it was quite frightening, frankly. A mindless fanaticism. And yet I've seen that same kind of mindless fanaticism in support of President Trump. We're better than this. We should be better than this. Liberals should be better than this. Conservatives should be better than to fall in line behind somebody simply because it's their party or because they like the guy or because they hate the other people so much. This kind of fanatical devotion that excuses everything that he does, whether he's lying or whether he's flip-flopping, he's playing 4D chess as Machiavelli. Oh, he's going to trick them. He's going to trick those guys. Well, maybe he's tricking you. Maybe he's tricking you. Do you even know what he believes about anything when he's on every side of the issue, when he does a 180 spin multiple times a day? Let me tell you what the legacy of this is going to be. The legacy of this is that we no longer even care in the conservative movement about character. We no longer care about character, do we? Doesn't matter. We don't want characters in leaders. We don't want a leader that tells us the truth all the time. We don't want somebody that lays down principles. No, no, no. We want somebody who wins. Winning is everything. Winning is the only thing. No, it's not. Let me tell you something. God will destroy a country like this. He's in the process of doing it right now. It's pathetic. Trump's legacy is going to be one of a medical technocracy. It's going to be one of testing, of tracking, of immunity passports to go to work, to go to school, to go to worship, to travel, to do your life. You're going to have an immunity passport. Trump's legacy is going to be a dangerous vaccine that he is rushing out without any regard to your safety or your family's safety. His legacy, part of this medical technocracy, is going to be the dictatorship of the bureaucracy. The fact that they can lock us down at any whim for no justification whatsoever. They don't have to show us science. They don't have to explain the numbers. They have white coats. They've got titles. They've got positions. They can do whatever they want. This is his legacy. Isolation. Dictatorship. Vaccination. We already had a party that was all about that. Why do we need another one? Pathetic. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson has paused their coronavirus vaccine trials due to an unexplained illness. AstraZeneca did it last month, and both Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are using the adenovirus. Now, this is not exactly the same as what Moderna and Pfizer are using. They're using an mRNA process. But understand this, as far as I'm concerned, this is a distinction without a difference because both of them are using a modification tactic. They're modifying your DNA, your RNA, as they put it in the Reuters ad. The adenovirus is a harmless modified virus that instructs human cells to produce vaccine proteins. Let me tell you something. Anything that starts to instruct your human cells to do something that they wouldn't normally do is not harmless. Anything that instructs your body's cells, understand, this is a very complicated system designed by God. Francis Collins doesn't understand it. It's one of the most ridiculous pieces of hubris I've ever seen to say that he has sequenced the human genome when he calls a large chunk of it junk DNA. He doesn't understand anything. You know, have you ever, you know, we have these speech recognition programs that are out there. And you've probably seen some of the stuff on Google. They can get pretty close, but it can come up with some pretty hilarious results. The same thing with your phone. Years ago, you had Dragon Speak, and it would go through and say, we're 95% certain of speech. We can do that 95% of the time. What you get is gibberish, absolute gibberish. You got to get like 99.999% before it even gets to be remotely intelligible. What about people who say, you got 30, 40% junk DNA? They don't know. They don't have the slightest idea what they're doing. So you're going to go in and you're going to inject a virus that's going to start modifying the DNA? Are you going to send in messenger RNA that's going to do the same type of thing? And again, as I say, it's a distinction without a difference. If you look at the CRISPR tactic, what that's doing is that's taking essentially a bacteria with some carrier stuff. This is not, they'd like to talk about it as scissors or scalpels or whatever. This is not what you've seen portrayed in Jurassic Park, you know, where they've got some kind of tiny, tiny microscopic surgical thing that's being operated by somebody and they're doing the splicing themselves. No, you put it on a writer and you inject it in and you hope that it does it correctly. And it is not a scalpel. The people who have used this, the U.S. cattlemen who have used this to try to modify DNA, have come back and said, well, you know, it's not at all a scalpel. It's more like a chainsaw. And you get a lot of secondary effects than other areas, things that get modified by it. The same thing is true whether you're using the CRISPR-Cas9 or whether you're using an adenovirus or whether you're using mRNA. I mean, you're just shooting blindly at something that you don't have any idea what you're doing. None whatsoever. It is beyond reckless to be doing this. It is criminal. These people ought to be locked up. It's the most unethical thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's being done because of massive amounts of money and power. These are people who want to destroy your life, and they will do it. They will kill you for billions of dollars, let alone tens of billions of dollars. They have no qualms about it. We have seen this over and over again. These are the same people that ran the opioid epidemic. Same big pharmaceutical companies that sponsor Fox News and CNN. That's why nobody else talks about this. Because they want corporate sponsors. Well, I don't care. We don't play that game here. We have our own products that we sell, and we try to give you nutraceuticals, not pharmaceuticals. Nutrients to help your body to work better. And so in light of all this, the fact that they had to stop this shit again, well, we don't really know. Somebody had a problem. They don't really want to talk about the problem, but, you know, this happens all the time, and it's just part of the process. And so you have Reason Magazine asking the question in the headline, is the FDA too cautious in its approach for approaching COVID-19 vaccines? I would ask the question, is Reason Magazine completely clueless about how vaccines are tested? Vaccines are not even tested. They're not even tested. I did an article. You can find it. Roundtablereport.com. I show you what the NIH talks about in terms of vaccines. We can't say that they've got efficacy. We'll say they're effective. Well, what's the difference, you might ask? Well, they say because we don't know if it works. We can determine if it's effective, not efficacy. Efficacy is if you have a drug and you go through the three phases of the trials, and you go through a safety phase, and you go through two more phases where you give it to people who have the condition, and you look to see if it cures that condition. And it takes a very long period of time because you have to look at the safety and so forth. With a vaccine, you don't ever do that. You don't ever do a challenge test. You give it to people, you say, well, it looks like it's creating things in the body that's going to create immunity, but we don't know. We'll have to run this for several years, and we'll have one group that we don't give the vaccine to, another group that we do give the vaccine to, and then we'll do an epidemiological study to see which group got the thing that's out in the wild more often, the COVID-19 or whatever. They don't ever test it. Reason is completely clueless. I'm going to talk more about the vaccine stuff, about the DNA, when we come back. But folks, I just want to remind you about the products and sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ending in 6 days is the InfoWars blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for more discounts in the future purchases. BrainForce Plus, our final run ever, 50% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Knockout, Turbo Force, all those 50% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points. We have 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points. All this ending in 6 days. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah.
the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, so as Reason Magazine asks, is the FDA too cautious in its approach for approving a COVID-19 vaccine? They said generally it takes 10 to 15 years for a new vaccine to be developed, tested, and approved. And yet, given how the pandemic is evolving, is the FDA being too cautious? Well, a Harvard biotechnical expert, George Church, and his colleagues in an August 14th op-ed said, for this pandemic, open the gates, release the vaccines, release the Kraken. They specifically suggest nucleotide vaccines are ready. They should have virtually zero safety issues. Oh, really? You know, yesterday I pointed out, and my wife said, you know, you didn't really explain that too well. I appreciate her telling me that. Maybe you didn't pick up on it. When we had the, as it was benignly labeled by Fox News, the big pharmaceutical apologists, I found it extremely alarming, not only that such a thing was being existed and funded by DARPA, but the Fox News would just call it an espresso machine. That's pretty interesting. You know, we talk about gene expressions, don't we? We talk about it, traits of animals. It's just a big, it's like a lab in a box. And DARPA is funding this, $56 million to Moderna. It's a 6x6x6. 666. Hmm. Where have I heard that before? It's a 666 genetic modification box that those Satanists at DARPA can fly anywhere they want to, and they call it nucleotides now. They don't call it DNA modification right now. I mean, these people, it is, DARPA is about producing weapons. And if you look at the fact that Operation Warp Speed, most of the people involved in this are military, admirals, generals, most of the people involved, there's far more military people than there are doctors in all of this. It's going to be delivered by the military. It's going to be delivered by the military in America, in the UK, in Australia, and on and on and on. I'm telling you, I smell a rat. My spidey senses from watching these people for decades, I tell you, this is really making me angry. I'm not afraid of these people. I don't fear them. I despise them for what they do. These are open criminals, enemies of humanity. These people running our government and the media covering up for them. Yeah, I know. It's just like, you know, like a little espresso machine to produce death and suffering from people. Moderna has never produced any product. All they have done is produced stories to make hundreds of millions of dollars on the stock market. They are the ideal people to go to if you want to produce this novel. This novel, this conspiracy of vaccine and identification. That's what COVID is. It's a conspiracy to vaccinate and identify every person on earth. And when we talk about population control, we're talking about population reduction and then monitoring whoever remains. So, yeah, no safety issues at all. Nothing. That's why they need to have legal immunity, because there are no safety issues for any of this stuff. And this is why they're demanding in countries where you haven't had a small liar like Fauci get immunity for the vaccine companies 35 years ago, as soon as he got in the position that he's in now. And the other countries are now demanding that they get immunity. Why would they need that if there's zero safety issues? These people are lying to us upside one, up one side and down the other. Unbelievable. And yet, they're rushing it out. Going to have it by the end of the year. Your Christmas present. Your Christmas present from your Santa Claus government.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now. Because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Over the weekend, we had the World Health Organization, we had the World Bank, and all of them started to say, well, you know, I think these lockdown things are just aren't working. Oh, wait, are they throwing in the towel? No. They're not throwing in the towel. As a matter of fact, I said right away, I said, you know, don't expect them to really change anything. This is a pivot. That's what I said yesterday, explaining. I said, they're just pivoting to something else. Everybody is catching on to this lie. People are getting really angry about this. As a matter of fact, I got a story here of people in a nursing home. They get out of the nursing. They're tired of being locked up. They're out of the nursing home. They're in their wheelchairs. They've got masks on, but they're tired of this. I said, I'd rather die than to be suffering in isolation, this kind of despair. And there are a lot of people who have committed suicide. These are people in a nursing home, the highest risk group, they tell us. Because, again, I don't know that this is a disease that affects old people more, or have they just relabeled the typical actuarial tables? It appears to be no more dangerous than the flu. As a matter of fact, as the doctor said before, less dangerous than last year's flu, according to the numbers put out by the CDC itself. You know the numbers. We got to let the numbers speak for themselves. Well, let's let them speak for themselves. Put them in context of previous years. Put them in the context of other diseases, other risks. Put it in the context of suicides. Put it in the context of quality of life. And so, as I said, you know, you've got doctors in Australia demanding an end to the Victoria lockdown. And the WHO is saying the restrictions should not be the primary course. This is an article from RT warning Victoria's strict COVID-19 lockdowns are, quote, disproportionate and unscientific, unquote. 500 doctors in Australia penned a letter urging the government to reconsider, even as the WHO has backtracked, even as the World Bank has backtracked on this. I mean, do you think that starving everybody by shutting down all activity and creating supply chain issues, do you think that's a good approach to fighting a disease? That's why I said from the very beginning, this makes no sense whatsoever. I said, regardless, we didn't know at the time if the Chinese were lying. I said, you can't believe anything the Chinese say, right? So we can't go with their numbers. We can't look at what they're doing to their people and say, oh, that's what we should do in Italy. That's what we should do in America. But you know, from common sense, that locking everything down, that booting heart and cancer patients out of the hospital and then sitting there with your empty Army Field Hospital, 2,500 beds in New York City, where it's the worst in the world, but they didn't have anybody show up. They didn't have anybody show up at the Navy ship either. Never saw any cases. Didn't see cases here. Not in L.A. either. But I said at the beginning, I said, this is, you would never, why would you even consider doing something like this? That never made any sense. Never made any sense. But as they go on, one of the other, one, they also said, these doctors in Australia, they said it's, quote, causing, quote, a massive collateral damage in health and in mental health. The declaration is unequivocal in its alarm, urging Australian states to repeal the control program, quote, left unchecked. The Victorian government risks creating the state's worst ever public health crisis. See, the problem is that tyranny sold to you as pragmatism is not even pragmatic. It actually makes all the health issues worse, worse. This is not, and it never is, a case of trading away your God-given liberties for a promise of government safety. It never works that way. That would be reprehensible if it worked. That would be a bargain, a Faustian bargain, that I wouldn't take if it worked. But you remember Goethe's story and all the ones patterned on it. You know, the devil gets you to sign on the dotted line. He always finds a way to not deliver on his end of the bargain, right? And that's the way it always works out. You never get the safety that you were promised. It's a sucker deal. Again, I've never seen it more clearly stated than it was by Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator. These freedom lovers are looking more and more like sociopaths every day, said that at the beginning of all this. And I said these pragmatists are looking more and more like totalitarians every day. And they are. But does that mean that these people have seen the light, that they're going to ease off? No, absolutely not, because the World Health Organization has come out and said, well, if we just let the coronavirus spread freely to get herd immunity, that would be unethical. Why would that be unethical? That's the way we've... this is not Ebola that you guys had no problem with in Dallas, that everybody celebrated the response of Clay Jenkins in Dallas. When he said, forget about it. We got lots of doctors. Go to the football game. Look, I'm going to lick the walls here. I'm going to take these people around and put them in a different place. And you had the guy die. Yeah, 80% of the people get it died. The nurses nearly died who were treating him, even though they had a lot of protective equipment on. How about that? Oh, well, Ebola is not easy to catch. Well, tell that to the nurses who nearly died. But, you know, when we look at this, what this tells you is that they're pivoting. They understand the anger that they've generated with their forced technocracy, with their depression, economic as well as mental depression. They understand that. And so they're trying to deflect anger by saying, well, we're not going to do the lockdown. But immediately they start talking about vaccines. This Marxist, Tedros. That's all he is. He's just a Marxist politician. He's never been a doctor. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. Any more than Gates is. Gates isn't a doctor. He's not even a programmer. He's a plagiarist. He's a thief. He stole that. Go back and look at the long list of lawsuits that he won. He's a connected mafia figure. That's how he got to be the richest man in the world. Not by creating anything. When you look at what's happening here, they're pushing this towards vaccines. They're pushing it towards immunity passports. This is where they're going. No, you know, we got a path now for you. And I said this from the beginning. I said they're going to lock you down to get you desperate. So desperate that you'll grasp any straw that they offer you. I'll take the test. I'll take the vaccine. Just let me live my life, please. And that's what the vast majority of people will do. And then the vast majority of people will turn on you like they're turning on you with a mask, because a mask is psychological preparation and training. It's creating the mob mentality to come after everybody else. And this is why I'm so adamant about what President Trump is doing. He is part of the PSYOP. I get people pushing back and say, it's just a commercial. He has to win. You know, chill out, man. It's just a mask. I'll just wear it. It's just a piece of cloth. You don't understand what is really behind this. And then we get to the vaccine. Again, modifying it, whether it's an adenovirus or whether it's the mRNA or whether it's CRISPR or whatever. It's a good example of CRISPR. This is a story that came out the end of last week. Scientists genetically modify cows so they have gray patches in a bid to save them from climate change. This is where your money is going. We don't want black cows. How now, black cow? Well, I know what, you're just too hot out there because everything is getting, we've got global warming, so we're not going to have any more black Angus. So we're going to have gray Angus because the gray color absorbs less heat. However, the team used a cloning process that resulted in the calves dying. There you go. The operation was successful. We changed their color, but, you know, they're dead. We wanted to save them some distress from all the global warming. They say, well, you know, they used the CRISPR genome editing, and that didn't cause the death. It was the cloning process. Yeah, okay. These are people who are messing with stuff they have no understanding of.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence, is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats, and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown, is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. It's time to get smart. You better understand who's on your side and who is with the forces of chaos. You know, when you look at this story about the scientists genetically modifying cows to have gray patches in a bid to save them from climate change, we are being ruled by mad scientists. It's not only is it a bad thing that we have a medical technocracy, a medical tyranny, a doctatorship, as some people called it, but these are mad scientists. These are the people like Igor. Yeah, I just brought this brain I found. It said Abby something. Abby Normal. I don't know what it was. But you understand that you are the cattle, right? Now let's do an experiment. Let's see if we can change the color of these cattle so they can survive with the intense heat that is now all around us. Did you notice that? No, I didn't notice that either. Then they die because of the cloning process. See, you are the cattle. We have the largest experiment, two of them, actually, happening right now. Biggest experiments that we've ever done on humanity. No testing, no concern about your safety with either vaccines or 5G. And we're doing both of them at warp speed. Vaccines and 5G. This is the Trump legacy. One of not only medical tyranny, but of mad science. And, you know, it's kind of like you see Biden and Kamala coming at you like Nurse Ratchet with a big hypodermic needle. It's medication time, right? And so you're preparing to deal with them. Meanwhile, Trump is behind you and he sticks you in your behind with a big hypodermic needle of his own DNA-altering garbage that he has funded and rushed. More than Bill Gates. I mean, when Bill Gates is contradicting Trump and saying, oh, we're not going to have a vaccine until sometime late 2021, another year later. This is where we are right now, where Bill Gates is talking more sanely even than Trump. I mean, at least he's saying, trying to, you know, and again, understand it's a game. He's trying to get you to think that it's going to be safe. It's never going to be safe. They never test this stuff. They were charged when they gave immunity to the pharmaceutical companies for vaccines in 1986. Fauci became got in that position in 1985. And within 1 year, he got Ronald Reagan. You talk about somebody's, well, not political at all. Look what he's able to get Reagan and Trump to do. Fauci was, within 1 year, able to get Reagan to sign the immunity bill for adverse effects and death from vaccines. Protect them for that. And as part of that, I think it was Health and Human Services was tasked with it, but it was a government agency that was supposed to keep track of the adverse effects and to make recommendations. And it was Del Bigtree who I had on last week, along with Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr. I said, we'd like to see what you have collected in the last 35 years. You know, we'd like to see your statistics and we'd like to see what recommendations you made to make vaccines safer. They refused, of course. So they sued them, and they went to a judge. This is the way it always happens. The judges will look at it and say, well, law clearly says you've got to give this information up. It's just a delaying tactic, but these government agencies always do that. So when they got the information, what the information said was, well, we haven't collected any data for the last 35 years. We don't really care. Don't care. And so, yeah, when Bill Gates contradicts Trump and says, oh, it's not going to be safe until now, it'll never be safe. But he's talking more sanely than Trump is. He's not giving as much money as Trump has given to this vaccine situation, to the population control of the vaccine. And there's two aspects of that as well. But again, when we look at this, there's all, you know, every day we're seeing stuff in praise of CRISPR and of genetic modification. And at the end of the week, on Friday, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to two women for their, quote-unquote, genetic scissors breakthrough for CRISPR. and they call it rewriting the code of life. Do you think that's a good idea? I think that's a very bad idea. A very bad idea. And just to give you an understanding of what we mean when we say genetic modification, a lot of people, when this first came up a few years ago, a lot of people would ask me, well, what's the difference with this? I mean, you know, for years and centuries, we've had very specialized breeding, right? Look at the genetic variation that we have in cattle or in, especially in dogs, for example. Well, that's done by selective breeding. It's a very different thing than genetic modification. God created a four-part error-correcting code that we call the DNA. And that is the basic code of all living things. All plants, all animals as well. It's not just plants, it's not just animals. And so if you go in with the DNA, you can combine, remember the old jokes we had? What happens, you know, when you cross a this with a that, you know, and you have a joke? Well, you can literally do that. You can take elements of a plant and add them to an animal. You can take animals that would never have been able, you would never have been able to breed because they were a different kind of animal. And you can now combine those two different types of animals. They call that a chimera. Call it a chimera if you do it with the plants. And so if you're going to rewrite the code of life, is that really a good idea? This is really the basis of transhumanism. And it is no coincidence that Francis Collins went from spending years and years at the Human Genome Project to getting at the head of the NIH, where they could do this kind of work through vaccines. Where he could now work on the Human Connectome Project, where he says he's going to map out your thoughts and so forth and reproduce you and put you into machines, a transference of you, because he has a strictly materialistic view of you. Yeah, he says he's a Christian. I don't see any evidence of that in what he believes or does or says or teaches. And this is where we are, folks. This is full-on transhumanism. To rewrite the code of life is transhumanism. To try to transfer, to deny that you have a soul, and to say, well, if we can just understand what the different connections are, and we can remap that, and if we can reproduce your brain physiologically, then we can reproduce you, and then we can digitize you, and we can send you anywhere in the universe. That's what he aspires to. I mean, he said that in an interview. This is where these people are. These are not just dictators. They're mad scientists. And when we look at where they're going with this, they're going to rush this vaccine out. BBC. In the UK, doctors are told to plan for a vaccination scheme. This is a headline from the BBC's, a vaccination scheme, a scheme. None dare call it conspiracy. Call it a conspiracy. It's a vaccine conspiracy. Listen to what they call the two vaccines. We're going to start with the most vulnerable people in the care homes, the people that, you know, have been dying, the elderly, people with a lot of health conditions. We'll vaccinate them first. What they call the two vaccines, according to the document, they codenamed them Ambush and Triumph. Why would you call a vaccine Ambush? And why would you call it Triumph? Unless you're trying to destroy humanity and put yourself in place. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
For more
than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. 2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Yeah, well, let's decode them decoding our DNA and RNA. As a matter of fact, we look at this, as the BBC points out, you know, they've got a vaccination scheme. By the end of the year, they're going to be rolling this out. Big numbers in the UK. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. It is a conspiracy. COVID is a conspiracy. Conspiracy to vaccinate and identify every person on Earth at the same time. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that? They said this is going to be, quote, a fairly massive exercise. Again, speaking of it in terms of, in military terms, a fairly massive exercise. And according to the document, writes the BBC, the two vaccines are called Ambush and Triumph. Going to ambush and going to triumph over the population. And I tell you, you better, it's right there in front of you. How do I get people to see this? Just unbelievable. Ambush needs to be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit and needs to be kept in hospitals due to regulations set down by the Medicines Health Regulatory Authority. So what could possibly go wrong? It has to be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. I remember when I covered the two toddlers who were vaccinated in Samoa. July of Well, I say I remember it now. I don't exactly remember the date. It was on this program. This program began in 2017. I think it was 2018, just before we were kicked off of social media. I started talking about the, I think it was that year, 2018, July 10th. Okay, thanks. Matt looked it up. July 10th, 2018, Samoa. Two kids. One of them died immediately, toddlers. Got the MMR vaccine. Another mother there with her toddler said, we're leaving. They said, no, you're not. You're staying here. You're going to get the vaccine. Oh, really? Forced her to get the vaccine. Her toddler died also instantly in her arms. Got people very upset about vaccine safety. And they held the vaccine companies harmless. They held the hospital harmless. They came after the nurses. They said, well, it couldn't possibly be a manufacturing error. We don't make mistakes. Couldn't be the hospital. It must have been the nurses. And they talked about it at the time. They said, you know, you got to keep these things refrigerated and stuff like this. Like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Another element of risk that they don't want you to be aware of. And now we've got something that needs to be refrigerated at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit, minus 70 degrees centigrade. What could possibly go wrong? I understand the target groups will be the over 65s and the vulnerables. Yeah, that's who they're going to go for first. Going to start with the people who are elderly, the people who've got health issues, and let's vaccinate them with the experimental vaccine first. Then you look at Australia. Their 2020 budget says 2 years of social distancing and no overseas trips until everyone is vaccinated. Everyone is vaccinated. This is from Australia. And then what do we have here in the U.S.? Well, Trump official says the vaccine is expected starting in January. We keep hearing this every day. This is a story from yesterday. Breitbart reports it as if this is good news because we don't want to criticize President Trump. We're conservatives, right? We're Republicans. You don't want to have Nurse Ratchet and Biden coming at you from the front when you can get Trump to vaccinate you in the rear. Trump official says the vaccine is expected starting in January. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Thursday that there could be 100 million vaccine doses available by the end of the year. Dr. Moncef Slaoui, leading the government's vaccine effort, told MarketWatch on Friday that researchers could know, quote, by late October or November or in December, whether one of the vaccines in development is effective, but that it would take weeks to get emergency authorization to administer. See, he knows. This isn't about preparing it. They're manufacturing in massive quantities. They're manufacturing these untested, unauthorized vaccines, so they got them ready to go, one way or the other. All they got to do is just get some bureaucrat who wants a career, wants a bright future in the bureaucracy just to stamp it. And they're ready to go. They don't care. Having a single national coordinated strategy would help to ensure that states, hospitals, physician offices, and other facilities have a single centralized authority to work through in order to acquire essential personal protective equipment and vaccines, said the AMA president, Dr. Susan Bailey. So there you go. See, you have the AMA and all these people saying, we've got to have a national strategy, single centralized authority to do all this stuff. Which, of course, is what Biden is calling for. But isn't it going to happen under Trump as well? I mean, it's the same thing, right? Oh, yeah, you know, Trump doesn't like masks, except when he does, and when he does commercials about masks. And he doesn't like centralized authority to mandate this stuff, except when he does, and when he appoints a Supreme Court justice who likes it as well. Mike Pence, you can't trust Biden to deal with a pandemic, he said. I don't trust him. And let me tell you why I don't trust Pence or Trump either. Because the reason that Pence says that you can't trust Joe Biden, he said you had 60 million people infected with a swine flu on his watch, so you can't trust Joe Biden. Well, maybe, Pence, you should go back and look at it. The issue was not people getting infected. It really wasn't a pandemic. You know, we had a swine flu pandemic in the 1970s. It was totally fake. We had another one in the mid-2000s. Again, totally fake. Fauci was in charge then. Fauci was directly in charge, Pence. Why is he still directly in charge under the Trump administration? Why do we still have the same small liar? I didn't do it. Why do we still have him? And during that pandemic, here's a story that Pence doesn't want to talk about. In that mid-2000, what was it, 2005, 2006? It was Fauci who rushed a vaccine through an emergency approach. Not as fast as they're doing now, and it wasn't a DNA-modifying variant either. But it was Fauci who rushed it through. And there were a lot of people who were harmed by the vaccine, not by the flu. By the vaccine. Yeah, you had people who die with the flu. You have people who are weak, have multiple health issues. And not only does it push you over the edge, but I mean, when you're weak, your body is susceptible to that. That's just one of the ways that you die, is with the flu. But it's not a major risk. There are more people. You can make the case, if you want to put this in context, compare it to so many other types of death. And of course, suicide has gone exponentially higher under all of this. No, but Pence says it's because people got infected. See, he's still selling the cases. He's still selling the tests. The issue, the elephant in the room, was it was the rushed vaccine that did the damage, Pence. And it was Fauci, your man, that you're using in your commercials to tell everybody what a great job you did controlling this, locking everything down and rushing another vaccine out. Unbelievable. Trump has slammed the FDA's guidance precluding the vaccine before November the 3rd. A political hit job. All he cares about is his political future. Early on, Trump bought into what Fauci had to say. Fauci gave him the lies from the Imperial College of London. 2 million people are going to die from this. You've got to lock everything down. And the only way that we're ever going to get out is if we got a vaccine. All right, says Trump, let's rush the vaccine. Because it's about the economy, stupid. No, it's about the lockdown. Lockdown has destroyed your economy. The lockdown has destroyed the rule of law. And your rushed vaccine and your 5G are going to destroy our lives. See, that's the calculus that he put there. Trump trusts Fauci with his life. He didn't take hydroxychloroquine. He took the Fauci concoctions and then sold them to everybody. We'll be right back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now. Because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
North Carolina, when we're coming back through Tennessee, as I pointed out, we stopped in the Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge area, and we were able to go around freely. Some people were wearing a mask, but I would say no more than about 10% of the people. Everybody, as part of their job, would wear a mask, and there are all these threatening signs everywhere, but nobody cared. They had the masks down under their nose. They didn't say anything to you when you walked in without a mask. When we went to a restaurant, they told us, the restaurant was 100% full. As a matter of fact, there's a waiting list to get in. They didn't have a buzzer anymore. They said, well, just give us your phone number. Well, you know, fool me once, shame on you. This has now become the thing. You know, we had, as they started to open up restaurants here in Austin, and I haven't done any of this because I'm not going to give anybody my information, and I'm not going to wear a mask in order to get a table, where I can then take off my mask and sit there talking and eating and drinking for a couple of hours if I wish, and nobody's going to say anything. But for that 5 seconds that I walk to my table, I got to wear a mask or they won't let me in. This is the science. Well, they wanted you to write down stuff. Well, no, I'm not going to do that either. But in Tennessee, they want your phone, so they'll notify you when your table is ready. And please wait outside. You can't wait here. You have to wait outside. So we can't talk to you. So we'll have to have your phone and then we'll text you. Well, what they're doing in the UK is they're grabbing that data. They call it track and trace. They're giving it to the government, and they're also selling it. The restaurants are selling it. It's a biosurveillance operation. Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. And this is where these people are headed. By the way, this story you probably saw today, a wearable tattoo. Now they have a way to print a metal tattoo on your hand and your arm. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? And they say it's especially going to be good for people with sensitive skin, like the elderly and babies, because we need to be able to put a barcode on our elderly and babies. Meanwhile, the elderly in Greeley, Colorado, are not too happy about their isolation. You had residents on Thursday, last Thursday, went outside, and you can see the picture of them sitting in their wheelchairs with their masks on, of course, and social distancing, of course. But they're holding signs that say, I'd rather die from COVID than from loneliness. We don't want to be prisoners in our own home. Give us freedom. These are the elderly in nursing homes saying this. And the guy who's the administrator there said, well, they want to be able to hug their grandchildren. They want to be able to hold the hands of their loved ones. We've never done anything like this before. This COVID, you cannot make a case for this, that this is anywhere approaching a dangerous disease. We've had all kinds of dangerous diseases in the past. We've had smallpox. We've had Ebola. We've had a lot of different things. We've never done anything like this. Never, ever done anything like this. This is a massive psychological experiment. And so they continued to make sure the residents wore masks and they stayed 6 feet apart. Because, you know, that's the kind of treatment you're going to get now. And there's just, that's the new normal. Total isolation. And so the Democrat governor, Jared Polis, said, well, you know, we understand how difficult it's been for these residents of residential care, but we got to keep them safe. Got to keep them safe. We don't really care. We don't care if they'd rather live free or die. We will decide. We will decide for you. This is basically, folks, this is like a national mental commitment to an insane asylum. It really is. You can't get out. You can't appeal. You can't make the case that you should be able to make these determinations for your own life. No, they're going to make these determinations for you, and there is no appeal to this. They will commit you to solitary confinement. They will commit you to wear a mask. I guess we just ought to be grateful that they haven't committed us to wearing straitjackets. Might as well. Just be grateful. Meanwhile, the White House are talking about the track and trace, talking about the barcodes that they can now print metal on your hand. You know, said, well, you know, it was a problem in the past. We couldn't do it because of the heat, you know, but now we figured out a way to do it without the heat, and we can get the metal right on your hand there. So the White House is going to make it a little bit easier for the tracking to take place, pushing the 5G network like you've never seen before. The White House, folks, is now pushing the Pentagon to create a national 5G network. They want this to go faster than the corporations can do it. So they're going to do it, and they're going to do it centrally from the federal government, and they're going to do it through the Pentagon. This is the Trump White House doing this. White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. Remember when he used to be the head of the Freedom Caucus? Not anymore. Mark Meadows is leaning on the Pentagon to move ahead with a plan to stand up a 5G wireless network, sources tell Axios, despite opposition from key government and private sector players, and it could well outlive the Trump administration. See, that's the problem. This vaccine program, the pattern for medical tyranny, the 5G network, a nationalized, military-run 5G network, all this is going to outlive the Trump administration, these precedents that are being set. This isn't just playing politics, as reprehensible as that would be. This is something that's going to last. Trump is going to be there at the most another 4 years. Now, he might only be there another 4 months, but these things are going to be in place forever until we fix this government and replace it with one that respects the Constitution and our individual God-given liberties. All these things that are being put in right now are going to be there until that time. And that day is coming. The Department of Defense could lease out capacity to wireless carriers. It will cut you in a little bit of the action here. This makes the Trump administration's most serious push toward a federally backed national 5G network since it first floated the idea in 2018. The Department of Defense is gathering input until next week on how to move forward with the plan, which, if it happens, would likely take the form of a private company landing a federal contract to operate a 5G network on the government's behalf. See, this is how this is going to work. Fascism. A government corporate partnership And it will be crony capitalism. It'll be fascism, economic fascism. It's the worst of everything, really, frankly. Meanwhile, the U.S., the U.K., and other countries are warning tech firms that encryption will create severe risks to public safety. Of course, everything is a risk to public safety if it's something that they don't want. They used to always argue in terms of national security, right? No, it's not about national security now. It's about public safety, your health. They're implying that. You know, encryption is a risk to your health. Encryption is a risk to the health of the police state. It's a risk to the health of the surveillance state. And I keep telling you that the government, the real government, the NSA, the CIA, and this collection of Five Eyes, and it's right here in this CNBC story. Lawmakers from countries within the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Alliance, the five English-speaking countries, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.K., urged tech firms to develop backdoors to allow them to access encrypted messages. Because they said, the problem is we've got unbreakable encryption technology. It's creating severe risk to public safety. I kind of find that interesting. It kind of goes full circle. You know, God came up with an encrypted information service. You want to talk about intelligent design? In the beginning, there was information, the word, right? But an intelligence behind creation. It's an encryption code, and it hasn't been cracked yet by Francis Collins or these other people, but they're messing with it. They're messing with it. All right, we got to take a break. Before we go to a break, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Another 6 days on our big special. And that is 50 to 60% off free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like BrainForce Plus and many other popular products. I hope there's going to be a follow-up product to BrainForce Plus. That's one of my favorite supplements. But we have Ultimate Krill Oil selling out at 50% off plus free shipping. We have Knockout, 50% off plus free shipping. Turbo Force, 50% off plus free shipping. Triple Patriot points on all those for future purchases. Also, the 8-pack power stack and many other products are 60% off plus free shipping and triple Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Latest bit of fear-mongering we see from the Associated Press. Europe hits a record of over 700,000 new deaths? No, cases. Are these people who even have any symptoms or sick? No, not necessarily, because, you know, as Dr. Simone Gold pointed out, out of 70,000-plus positive reported COVID-19 cases at universities, three hospitalizations and zero deaths. And so we're talking about, oh, let's get a big number. What can we do? Let's go all of Europe. All of Europe, and we'll take a test that doesn't measure quantity. Again, how can this be science? Think of this. It's like usually an analogy of your gas tank. You got a gas gauge and it doesn't measure quantity. What good is it? What good is a test that doesn't measure quantity? Absolutely no value whatsoever. None whatsoever. Still, we have Governor Whitmer loses again at the Michigan State Supreme Court. Trying to grab more power. She she lost, and then she lashed out, said, I'm going to do it anyway. You told me that I can't extend these exams. Well, I'm going to do it anyway, and I'll get your little dog, too. And then even her attorney general said, I'm not going to enforce this, of the same party. Another Democrat woman said, I'm not going to enforce this. So she appealed it. The opposing attorney who won, the attorney who was opposing her executive order, said she ought to be locked up. She should be. Now, this is all why the FBI did that scam, in my opinion. We'll have to wait and see. But we've seen this many, many times, accusing usual suspects for the FBI. Nothing to see with Antifa, nothing to see with BLM, but, you know, you got some guys out here. Some rednecks with some baseball caps. Oh, yeah, they're the real threat. Not Whitmer. So, anyway, she lost yet again in the Michigan Supreme Court on appeal. Now the appeal of her hand-slapping from the Michigan High Court. The Michigan Supreme Court has now rejected her appeal for a 28-day extension. They ruled that her extension was denied yesterday. Upholding the ruling on Friday, October the 2nd, that her executive orders are not valid because the 1945 law where she drew the power from was invalid. And so they slapped her down again. Nevertheless, because of all the cases, we got cases everywhere, cases, 700,000 cases in all of Europe. And again, this is the danger of the Trump administration rolling out 150 million test kits for something that doesn't test quantity. This is insanity. I mean, this is true idiocracy that we're living in now. We just have to expose the fact that these people, these emperors, have no clothes, they have no models, they have no excuses, they have no science, they have no authority for any of this. New York City, however, is now, quote, on the edge of a precipice as the coronavirus cases grow, says a former CDC director. And so you'll see these types of things endlessly reported in the AP, CNBC, the Drudge Report, they love to put this stuff out. Doom and gloom. There's a lot to be upset about right now. There's a lot to be concerned about right now. The cases are not it. It's simply a political ploy to come after Trump. There's plenty of stuff you could come after Trump for. You should come after him for the vaccine. You should come after him for the 5G. They're not going to do that. They're all on board for that. I mean, the very fact that the Trump administration is so paranoid about the power that the 5G would give the Chinese if they ran that network. But it's okay if DARPA and the CIA run the network. Yeah. That's some real doublethink right there, isn't it? We'll be right back. And we're going to take a look at Barrett and the hearings that are happening right now, as well as DARPA's plan to shut down our transportation. We got some new developments in self-driving cars.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals.
They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Demos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, I want to get into what's happening with the Barrett case. What should we be looking at with the Supreme Court if you really care about liberty? But before we get into that, I've just got one more bit of news here that I want to talk about, what's going on in California with the lockdown. The Cato Institute's Walter Olson writes that there is a new metric for how they're going to determine whether communities should open up or not. Now, if you want to understand, this is totally about a political scam and it has absolutely nothing to do with any science or any medical issues. Here is the criteria that they will use for California counties to reopen. The California Healthy Places Index. Oh, that sounds like that's about health, right? Because they said it's about health. Yeah, it's about health, just like the Patriot Act is about patriotism. The HPI, the Healthy Places Index, will measure numerous things, including how many two-parent households there are. What does that have to do with the novel virus, you might ask? Oh, but then there's other things that are just as important medically in terms of the novel coronavirus. Two-parent households, voting. What percentage of the people vote? Oh, see, this isn't about politics at all, the lockdown, is it? Not at all. Alcohol availability. That's another one of the factors that will factor into whether or not California will let you to reopen. Retail density, clean air and water availability, and here's a final one, tree canopy. Tree canopy. Because, you know, if you got a lot of trees, you can't get coronavirus, evidently. But why not? I mean, they're just making this stuff up, right? This is the unicorn pandemic. It could be anything. What? Who knows? Who knows what this is? Olson says the equity criteria appears designed to advance a particular economic agenda, not public health or safety. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good conclusion, wouldn't you? Meanwhile, even the New York Times is saying that, you know, Disney had to, last week I reported, Disney had to lay off 28,000 people. And they laid them off because the two California theme parks were closed, Disney World, and there's another one. I don't know what the name of it is. Don't care. But you've got Disney World is open, and you have Hong Kong Disney in Paris and in Japan, and Shanghai, I think, has got one. They're all over the place. And every one of the Disney properties around the world, in Asia and China and France and everything, they've all opened in Florida. They've all opened except for California. And because, as one person put it, I love the nickname, Governor Gruesome. Governor Gruesome in California has kept them closed. They had to lay off 28,000 people. And the New York Times says at Disney World, the worst fears about the virus have not come true. Imagine that. Everybody's going to die if you open up Disney World, right? Except nobody did. And I mean, Disney World has got literal stormtroopers wearing the Star Wars stuff, enforcing all of the Fauci superstitions. Social distancing, wear your mask, and only eat in these areas, and only eat in these areas with your family. And, you know, if you don't do these, if you don't follow these rules, they'll kick you out of the happiest place on earth. You're going to pay big bucks to get bossed around by stormtroopers. The real experience of the Star Wars movie, right? Except you can't fight back. So, sign me up, right? No, I wrote off Disney World a long time ago when they started all the searching and stuff like that to get into the place. Last time my wife and I were in Orlando, we were going to go into the one that has Universal Studios has like the big, had the plaza there with restaurants and stuff. So I thought, oh, let's go to the restaurants. I've got some interesting restaurants there. Tried to go in. They had like airport security where they had to go through your pockets and scan you and had to walk the body scanner. I said, no, we're not going to do this. And we just turned around and walked away. I'm not going to put up with that anywhere. I mean, I will live like the Amish before I will go through any of that stuff. And I'm serious about that. So I need to start getting some books from the Amish. I hate to give up my little car, but, you know, if it takes riding a horse, go back to riding a horse. But I'm not going to go back to Disney World, not going to go to Universal Studios. But it shows, see, here's the thing. Even the New York Times is talking about this. There's no issues. There's no issues. And this is why it is so dangerous to California, where they've kept Disney World closed. And, you know, they got to pretend, keep Disney World closed, shut down the jobs of 28,000 people, keep Disneyland closed. They got to pretend that everybody's going to die, and that's why they try to come after these churches in California. It's not just Grace Community Church where John MacArthur is. 7,000 people meeting every week now for months. No social distancing. No masks. They're singing. They're not chanting, by the way. That was the regular. No singing or chanting. And they keep putting chanting in there. I don't know what churches are chanting. I mean, they're coming after the Jews, and they're coming after the Christians in these different places. As a matter of fact, let's get video clip number two. This is something coming out of Melbourne, Australia. And you can see the hatred that is now evolving towards people of faith. Jews and Christians who want to exercise freely their religion as protected under our Constitution. Of course, they don't have that kind of protection explicitly there in Australia. It's just general Western civilization values that are being thrown out. You guys have video clip number two ready? Let's play that.
Yeah. These people are breaking corona rules, and they're trying to attack me. They're trying to attack me. They're trying to attack me.
Passive aggressive.
Get out of it, man. You're a disgrace. Stop attacking.
Get out of here.
Okay, you get the idea. You get the idea. These are Jewish people who are getting together. They're breaking corona rules. They're breaking corona rules. Attack, attack. I mean, this is invasion of the body snatchers, except their minds have gone already. These are, you can see, based on, you know, they're Orthodox Jews. They got the hats and stuff. But they're wearing masks. They're wearing masks. Leave them alone. Mind your own business. This is the danger of all of this. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. California pastor, meanwhile, is suing the county after being fined $220,000 for holding services. It's getting hard to tell these Jews and Christians from sociopaths, isn't it? Oh, we got to come after them, don't we? He said to Newsom, I don't care what they say. I'm never again going to close the doors of my church ever. His church first opened in 2001. He's got about 1,000 people there. His church has racked up now $220,000 in fines for violating the governor's mandates against indoor meetings. One of more than 3,000 churches in California with total membership in excess of 2 million people that all opened on Pentecost Sunday. They've been open for several months, and nobody is dying. This is how you expose their lies, and they don't like it. They come after you with fines. As a matter of fact, this last weekend, the first weekend of the new lockdown in New York City, $150,000 in fines issued in New York City. Boy, they've got a new revenue stream now, don't they? From Friday to Monday, $150,000 in fines from 62 summonses handed out by city agents in the red, orange, and yellow zones, including five to non-compliant religious congregations. So these are some pretty stiff fines if we're talking about only 62 of them and they're getting $150,000. We're talking about several thousand dollars each. All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And I might have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to Band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court hearings. Amy Barrett. You know, as an introduction, just imagine this scenario. You have multiple police officers appear at the house of a church pastor. Stop him from attending Sunday worship. And arrest him and arrest other people. Then eventually they come and knock the church down. Is this California? Well, no, right now this is China, but these rules are being put in place everywhere. When you look at the kind of tyranny that's being put in place in Australia, when you look at the threats in Chicago against these people who have churches, they lived in communist countries, they said, look, we know what this looks like. We're not going to take government orders that we don't meet. That's a very dangerous precedent that's being established there. And then you had Lori Lightfoot and her Marxist allies said, well, we will be reevaluating things like their business permits and things like that, which if they find them guilty of that, that's the sort of thing that they use to just knock your building down, just with a administrative finding. One of the police officers said to this pastor, this is the Early Rain Covenant Church. They've been in a lot of issues with the Chinese government. As a matter of fact, this is a guy who had escaped, had gotten out of China. He went back. Kind of like some of the people in Nazi Germany. And the police officer asked him, he said, with all the difficulty, why don't you guys just change? If Christians changed, you could live a better life, right? And he said, yeah, Christians hope to live a better life, he said to the police officer, but it's more important to obey God's will and his guidance, and to live a good life on earth. And then he explained to him about the separation of church and state and the beliefs that the Early Rain Church holds. And see, this is the thing. You will never have liberty without Christianity, even in China. They won't have it. See, the Christians understand the separation of church and state. They understand the state is not God. And that's the thing that the communists don't like about them. They want to be God. They don't want to have any competitors, whether it's Christianity or Islam or the Falun Gong or you name it. They want to be the sole authority. Christians understand that you have to have a separation there. And they also understand that this is not your best life now. This is not a Joel Osteen pastor. An amazing story there, but it's not that far off from what we're looking at now here. We're getting that, rapidly getting that put into place here. So what stands against that? Will that be the Supreme Court? Is Barrett going to stand there? You know, she's got some Christian beliefs. She's been attacked for her Christian beliefs. And they're very upset in the first place that President Trump is going to be able to put somebody in there of his political party, because this is all the Supreme Court is, just political appointees. End for life, unaccountable, can't be removed, end for life. I don't think that's a good design. But this clip here I was going to play yesterday, but this is still really good. Jake Tapper calls out a Biden deputy campaign manager on the use of the word constitutional. Listen to this, video clip number 8.
But he said it's not constitutional what they're doing. How is it not constitutional what they're doing?
His point is that the people have an opportunity to weigh in on this constitutional process through their vote. And we are now in the midst of the election. Millions of people have already cast their votes. And you see that the vast majority of people say that they want the person who wins the election on November 3rd to nominate the justice.
That's a poll. That's not the Constitution.
So there's the constitutional process of advising consent. The American people get to have their say by voting for president, by voting for senators. We are now 23 days from the election.
Right, but it's not unconstitutional.
Millions of votes. Voters are being denied their constitutional right to have a say in this process.
They elected the Senate.
Republicans are trying to ram through a nominee who, by the way, is going to change the makeup of the court. And we see time and time again, poll after poll shows that most Americans vehemently disagree with this.
They believe that the poll
vote should happen on November 3rd.
That's not what the word constitutional means. Doesn't mean I like it or I don't like it. It means it's according to the U.S. Constitution. There's nothing unconstitutional about what the U.S. Senate is doing.
Well, that's interesting. You know, Jake Tapper hasn't been a real reporter for a long time. That was a glimpse of his former self right there. Trying to talk and reason with a Biden spokesperson. Give up on that, though, Jake. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with a Biden spokesperson. I don't like it. And since we're talking about the Supreme Court, I'm going to use now the term Constitution. I never use the term Constitution except when we're talking about the Supreme Court. And even though I have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to continue to use that word. You keep using that word, but you do not know what it means, right? It doesn't mean, constitutional doesn't mean I like it or I don't like it, but it does, Jake. That's what it means to the 9 politically appointed Supreme Court judges. They just sat there, do I like it or not? Do I like abortion or not? Do I like Obamacare or not? Do I like homosexual marriage or not? Do I like fill in the blank or not? It's just their personal preferences. In many cases, they don't even try to make an argument that they found something in the text. Even when you got somebody like Scalia, he'll make an argument, but he'll twist the text in it to get what he wants if it's going to be searching people at the airport. So it really is, I like it or I don't like it. That really is what the Supreme Court has become, quite frankly. But you've got the outraged left. You've got Keith Olbermann, who just escaped out of ESPN with his life. The whole building was collapsing. Everybody's getting fired, and he jumped ship to go do some YouTube thing or something. And I don't know why he's even in the news anymore. But yeah, he's calling Barrett. He's calling her a handmaid. Saying that she must be prosecuted, convicted, and removed from our society because, again, that's the way the liberals always deal with anybody that they disagree with. They have to be removed. We saw this from Teague Tegan. He has to be removed from Facebook and from Instagram as well. And so what do we have from Judge Barrett? Well, she is saying in her opening testimony that the Supreme Court should not be trying to make policy. Again, it shouldn't be that they just like it or they don't like it. The real issue is that we have to look at what the Supreme Court is ultimately about. Or how are we going to restrict the Supreme Court power? Is it going to be by putting in somebody like Amy Barrett? You know, when we look at Obamacare, for example, this is what everybody is focusing on. We had showed this. I tweeted this out when I saw this. This is Senator Patrick Leahy. He's holding up a picture, and it's Smokey the Bear and an elderly lady who he says is going to lose her Obamacare if Amy Barrett is put in there. But I tweeted that out. I said I didn't know that Smokey the Bear was covered. Remember, only you can prevent Obamacare from burning down the country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out
through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so we got Patrick Leahy, and again, maybe he's approaching the mental capacity of Joe Biden because he's holding up a picture of Smokey the Bear. Smokey's going to lose his health insurance if Barrett gets on the Supreme Court. Well, you know, if we go back and we take a look at the Obamacare decision, I think that is a milestone decision for the Supreme Court. It shows, as much as anything else, what is wrong with the court. You've got somebody like Roberts who wrote, and everybody, you know, the early rumors were that it wasn't going to fly because he'd written the decision. And again, it was 4-4. He had the deciding vote and he'd written the decision saying you can't force people to buy private health insurance. And then at the last minute, he switched and then he wrote the other decision saying we'll call it a tax and then we can mandate it. And many of us, myself included, I've always believed that he was blackmailed to do that, whatever the blackmailing is. You can take a guess. Was he on a particular flight or something? I don't know. I mean, I've seen the documents. I'm not, I can't verify that his name on the list, the Lolita list, but nevertheless, that made absolutely no sense. Constitutionally, legally, or even from the standpoint of writing both of these, that was pretty unprecedented. And this was a central issue. You got to ask yourself, why was the government so interested in taking over health care? That was a central part of Hillary Clinton, right? That was her central focus. As soon as Bill Clinton was nominated or elected president, not nominated, but elected president, she made that something that she was going to do as first lady. She picked the ball up and started running with it like some kind of a legislative thing. That's, first ladies don't do that, but she did that. Unfortunately, she tried to go too far too fast and it got shut down. But that has been the focus of Hillary Clinton all this time. It's been the focus of the Democrats, and not just the Democrats, of the establishment Republicans as well. Romney. Romney worked with Ted Kennedy to put in Romney Care. No different from Obamacare. None whatsoever. And then he had Ryan, who was handpicked as his man. Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, as Speaker of the House, made sure that even though the Republicans continued to run on the repeal of Obamacare and the mandates and the whole program, which was set up to destroy private health care and put the government in complete control of health care. Think about the mandatory vaccines and these other issues that are coming into play with COVID-19 and ask yourself, what is the government's ultimate leverage over the vaccine to force you to get all these vaccines? I mean, they can play this hand of lockdown and so forth only so long, but they can directly deny you any health care if you don't get your vaccines. Not just making it difficult or impossible for you to work or to travel or to go to school through their leaning on the corporations. That's indirect. It's pretty direct. And of course, the corporations know that they have to play ball with the government and deny you those abilities if you don't get your immunity passport, meaning your vaccine. But they can directly do it with healthcare. That gives them a lot of control over your life if they can deny or set the level of healthcare up for you. And so that's why these people have focused on it. That's why they made sure that in the 2012 election, it was going to be either Romney or Obama. And either way, they had their bets. They'd hedged their bets. You were going to get Obamacare. And then they had Paul Ryan put in as Speaker of the House to keep Obamacare from being repealed, even though that was a central position of the Republican Party in general and why the Republican base kept voting for Republicans. One of the key issues was repeal of Obamacare. They made sure that wasn't going to happen. And so when you look at all of that and look at the fact that the Supreme Court had no authority, no constitutional mandate or power to do that, the fact that they are now making this the central point, you know, when President Trump signed the tax cuts in 2017, they set this Obamacare mandate, the tax, which was the basis for presuming, pretending that it could be done. They set it to zero. Then you had some state Republicans take this to court. The Fifth Circuit said, well, the mandate is now unconstitutional because there is no tax. But then they also said that you could separate the tax from the rest of Obamacare. So you couldn't, they were not inseparable. They were separable. And so that didn't mean that you could repeal Obamacare. And that's where it stands right now. And so as you look at this, and you look at what they're coming after her for, it's that. And then the other part of it is the fact that she is a Catholic. And this is what Senator Josh Hawley had to say about that. Let's play video clip number 10. Josh Hawley.
To my Democrat colleagues, that these years now, this pattern and practice, as we say in the law, this pattern and practice of religious bigotry, because that's what it is. When you tell somebody that they're too Catholic to be on the bench, when you tell them they're going to be a Catholic judge, not an American judge, that's bigotry. The pattern and practice of bigotry from members of this committee must stop. And I would expect that it be renounced. Now, I just heard my colleague, Senator Coons, make a reference to an old case, the Griswold case, which I can only assume is another hit at Judge Barrett's religious faith, referring to Catholic doctrinal beliefs. I don't know what else it could be, since no one has challenged this case. It's not a live issue and hasn't been for decades. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about, and this is the sort of attacks that must stop. I look forward, Judge Barrett, to getting the chance to speak with you further about your legal credentials, about your legal views, about your approach to the law and your judicial philosophy. But I hope that one thing that this confirmation process will stand for in the end, I hope when we look back at the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Barrett, soon I hope to be Justice Amy Barrett, one thing we will say is that was the time, that was the year that the attempt to bring back religious tests for office was finally stopped.
And again, it was Dianne Feinstein who was playing to her base, saying to Amy Barrett when she was being confirmed for the other court position that she currently holds, the dogma lives loudly within you. Dick Durbin said, accused her of being, quote, an Orthodox Catholic. And so that's what he was addressing there. Look, when you talk about dogma, that is a term that has been smeared, like the term militia. They don't really understand what it means. Dogma simply is defined in the dictionary as a principle or a set of principles, accepted as true. And of course, this is something that the state religion of secular humanism and postmodernism rejects, the idea that there is such a thing as truth, or that there is any objective basis for anything. I mean, these are the same people who deny that you can know truth, deny that there is a truth. You want to base everything on feelings and emotions. And then when it comes to climate change or it comes to the COVID novel, oh, it's science. They have no idea what science is. And this is why they don't care about tests, whether they measure anything or not. And these are also the people who talk about being pro-choice, 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 but it's only when it comes to killing babies. They don't want you to have a choice when it comes to what kind of medicine you use or whether or not you're going to be forced to take a medicine. They don't want you to have any choice about how you educate your children or about how you live your life in any way except killing babies. So when they talk about this, the dogma, that just simply means that you've got a set of principles. The issue is this. Again, it comes back to, should you be afraid of people who believe that they're going to answer to God? Or should you be more afraid of people who think that they are God? People like President Xi, people like Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, those type of people. And it's not just limited to the Democrats. There are a lot of Republicans who think that they're God, that they'll never answer to God. That doesn't scare me. What scares me is what Amy Barrett did on the bench. And we've got a great piece here from Chuck Baldwin looking at the research done by Robert Barnes, but also and going into more analysis than Ted Cruz did in terms of the political ramifications of these Republican Supreme Court picks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like Band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Amy Barrett, and whether or not this strategy that we have of putting conservatives in the Supreme Court is a good strategy. We got an excellent analysis here by Chuck Baldwin that I want to go over, and also in this segment, last segment of the show, I want to talk about DARPA's move to limit our transportation. Very important lessons in that particular move, and it is starting to come to a head very rapidly. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got many of our most popular products 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. As a matter of fact, some of the products are 60% off. We have BrainForce Plus, and it is our final run of BrainForce Plus. That is now 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points for future discounts. We also have Knockout, many other products that are there, and we have the 8-Pack Power Stack at 60% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended this now for another 6 days. We also have things like Turbo Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, the analysis here from Chuck Baldwin about the Supreme Court. And what he does is he goes back to Roe v. Wade, because this has been a big part of this. This is what the criticism of Barrett is about from the Catholic standpoint. They're criticizing her, thinking that she's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. It's not going to happen. She's already said, well, you know, you might have some things that might affect it in terms of, you know, allowing states to regulate precautions that are going to be there for the safety of the woman. These were the types of things that came in the aftermath of the Kermit Gosnell catastrophe and outrage up in Pennsylvania. You had a woman of color, a migrant, who died in his facility because of complications, and they could not get a stretcher through the narrow hallways and doors. That was part of that contributed to her death. He was found guilty of that. He was also found guilty of murdering full-term babies. But as far as the woman's health goes, you had Texas, Louisiana, other places that said, well, we're going to make sure that we're going to have building restrictions so that you can get a gurney through there. And they took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said no. And then they thought after they got a so-called conservative judge appointed by Trump that they could give it another try. And when they did it that time, you had John Roberts again flip sides to make sure it didn't happen when it was tried by another state. And so, as Chuck Baldwin points out, he says, well, let's go all the way back to Roe v. Wade back in 1973. He said it passed, the vote was 7-2 in support of Roe v. Wade. And he goes, and look and see who these people were appointed by. You had, in support, you had a Republican put in by Richard Nixon, Blackmun. You also had Berger, another one put in by Nixon. You had Douglas, who was put in by FDR. You had Brennan, who was put in by Eisenhower. You had Stewart, who was put in by Eisenhower. You had Thurgood Marshall, who was put in by LBJ. And you had Lewis Powell, who was also put in by Nixon. All of those voted in support of Roe v. Wade. In opposition, you had Byron White put in by JFK, and you had William Rehnquist also put in by Nixon. He says, as you can see, they had a 6-3 majority in terms of GOP appointments when the Roe versus Wade decision was decided. Note that 5 of the 6 Republican-appointed justices voted in favor of Roe. They didn't even need a Democrat-appointed justice to vote for Roe, which 2 of them did, in order for it to pass. Note, too, that Republican-appointed justices voted, that only 1 Republican-appointed justice voted against Roe v. Wade. To put it another way, 66% of the Democrat-appointed justices voted for Roe v. Wade. But 83% of the Republican-appointed justices voted for Roe. Think about that. And so what was the strategy? You know, that was 1973. So by 1980, the moral majority decided that they would put in Ronald Reagan, and he was going to appoint conservative judges, even though it was 83% of the Republican-appointed justices. And they didn't even need any Democrats to pass Roe v. Wade. Did it just with Republican justices. They could have done it. And so they decide, well, we'll put in some real conservative justices this time, and we'll get Ronald Reagan to do it. Except that Reagan put in people like Sandra Day O'Connor, things like that. And it didn't really work out. So when we look at this and we say, for the last 50 years, that's been the strategy, right? We vote for a Republican president. He's going to put in a conservative judge, and they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. That isn't going to happen. As a matter of fact, Barrett herself has said that even though these ancillary issues about the safety of the clinic could come into play and could affect Roe v. Wade, that the core decision is not going to be affected. You see, Roe v. Wade, as I've explained, and he doesn't have this in his analysis, but this is my personal opinion. Roe v. Wade has become as important to the power of the Supreme Court as Marbury versus Madison. You've heard this said over and over and over and over again, that it is the law of the land. And Barrett said that she didn't believe that the right to abortion would change. She said this dispassionately, says Chuck Baldwin, and she offered no hint of disapproval for that. She implied that stare decisis, which means that you're going to go by precedent. And this is something that is really big to John Roberts. Oh, yeah, we got to stick with this. Why? Because they're laying this down. We set what the law of the land is, and we're not going to overturn ourselves, even though they have on many very, very important issues. Going back to the Dred Scott slavery decision, going back to the Trail of Tears decision for the Cherokee, going back to a free speech decision going against the a movie producer that stayed in place for about 40 years. A lot of these decisions the Supreme Court has reversed itself on. They're just opinions. And yet, they want to lay this down like they did Marbury. So this becomes a key part. Roe v. Wade, the law of the land. And if you hear her say that, you know she's disqualified. You don't make law in the Supreme Court. That means that you don't care about the Constitution, that you don't even pretend to obey the Constitution if you say that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. And pretty much all the justices will say that in order to get into that position. She went on to say, says Chuck Baldwin, that biological boys using girls' bathrooms is a who decides issue. To her, the Constitution is nuanced and it's impacted by many factors. The law of God, the natural law, whose author is God, has no role to play in these decisions. And then he talks a lot about what Robert Barnes talked about. The fact that, and this is what really concerns me, I don't think she's going to do anything to pull back the power of the Supreme Court. This is something that we are going to have to do. We, the people, are going to have to start nullifying this stuff. And there's ways that we can do it. We can do it with officials at the state and local level. We can do it with the jury. That's one of the reasons why they have come down so hard on jury nullification. That is a very simple way to do it. But the way that they operate now is they run up so many bogus charges on people that they're usually scared to death to even go to a jury trial because the whole process is so rigged. The judges are rigged. The charges are rigged. So many people don't want to roll the dice and trust their fellow man. Sometimes they do. I talked about the New Jersey weed man who was he had a lot of medical marijuana that had been legal where he had come from. I think it was in California at the time. In New Jersey, they don't tolerate anything. They were coming after him for trafficking charges because of the quantity that he had. He said he looked at it and he said, well, I think taking opinion polls that, you know, 60, 70% of the people don't agree with sending me to prison for having marijuana. And so he had to do it himself because he can't find a lawyer who's going to argue jury nullification. And he did that in the first trial. He held up the New Jersey Constitution that says that it is the duty of the jury to not only do a decision based on facts, but they should also judge the law and the penalty that's going to be applied. This is your right, your historical right, and in many states it is expressly written into the Constitution like it was in New Jersey. Now, that first judge said, take that down. Don't put that up again, or I'm going to throw you in jail for contempt of court. It was a hung jury. Seven people voted for acquittal. The prosecutor came after him again in the next trial. He did the same thing, and it was a different judge, and the judge let him keep that up on the desk, and he got an acquittal. 12 people said let him go. My concern with Barrett, again, my key concern is the fact that she used this case that they're talking about as supporting mandatory vaccines. It doesn't, but she used it to shut down other aspects of the First Amendment. She has muzzled pro-life demonstrators as well. That's my real concern with her.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.